And tonight's game is brought to you in part by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, now with 11 locations in the Shore area, including their newest in Lakewood, Lacey, Manahawkin, and a second Toms River location on Mule Road. Visit AtlanticPTCenter.com. They are the official physical therapy provider for the Lakewood Blue Claws.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams back here from Brick Memorial High School. We are ticking away here for the start of the third quarter. We are tied at 18 with St. Rose, the two seed, taking on third seeded Rumson. We're back here tomorrow night for the boys semifinals. And then Saturday will be at Monmouth University for the first of two games as well. 1 o'clock for the girls' final, 3 o'clock for the boys' final. You can catch all the action on 1160, 1310 WOBM AM, ShoreSportsNetwork.com, and download the Radio Pup, PUP app on your mobile device. It's a nifty little app, that Radio Pup.
It is, absolutely. No question about it.
St. Rose coming into this one at 22-2. Rumson at 17-6. First matchup between the two schools this year. If you look ahead a little bit to the final, knowing obviously that Manasquan is there. St. Rose did not play Manasquan during the course of this year. Rumson did. And the Bulldogs were able to beat Manasquan twice during the course of the season.
Kevin Williams, Matt Harmon, of course, the incredibly dependable Brad Burascano here at the home of the Mustangs, Brick Memorial. Ray Malaspina back at the studios of the Shore Sports Networks, 1160 and 1310 AM. We'll be back here tomorrow night for the boys' semifinals.
It'll be Rumson basketball. Bulldogs will put it in play. Teams changing ends, and where we are in the corner, Bulldogs will move away from us in this third and fourth quarter. It'll be Sabino looking to drive. Mayfield handing off to Stant, on with Morris. That long jumper off the mark by Sabino. It'll trickle out of bounds. Lesko, the other member of the starting five for Rumson, on the floor. For St. Rose, their starting five back out. Lauro Smith, Napolitano, Phipps, and Kurtz.
Each team, Matt, managed just 6 field goals in that first half, which is why we've got an 18-18 deadlock.
A lot of whistles in that first half. Lauro with a nice spin move. And on cue, a whistle here to start the third quarter. This one will be charged to Janae Mayfield. It'll be her first and the team's first. First free throw is up and in for Jess Lauro. Second one also good. St. Rose leading for the first time tonight at 20-18. Spin move inside by Lesko. Off the mark, no good. Saved by Mayfield, but saved to Phipps. St. Rose slowing things down here a little bit. Kurtz driving. Here's the long three. Off the mark by Phipps. Long rebound tracked down by Rose White. Napolitano will hand off for Kurtz. Step back three. Off the mark. Way off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Nicole Morris. Mayfield lost it going through the lane. And St. Rose coming away with it. Here's the handoff by Napolitano. Floating runner up and in. Nice take to the basket for Napolitano, who's got a team-high 7. And a timeout has been called by Rumson as St. Rose has opened up a 4-point advantage, their biggest lead of the night, 22-18. 6:09 to go in the third quarter.
I would call it an offensively challenged evening. But St. Rose is the kind of team, Matt, if they get on a little roll here, you could look up and Rumson could be in big trouble. The Bulldogs have just had a brutal night in shooting. Well, both teams have shot poorly. But I thought Rumson has had a lot of really good looks. Just have not been able to get anything going and no real flow. And the Purple Roses with back-to-back baskets and a four-point lead. And I thought a good timeout by George Soulis. I just think he doesn't like the way his team came out prepared to start the third quarter.
A little bit more experience for St. Rose. You know, you think if you can get some senior leadership to kind of turn things over a little bit, you can just continue to build. On what is now a four-point advantage. 22-18 our score with 6:09 to go in the third quarter. Rumson taking every possible second that they can out of that timeout. Breaking from the huddle. The former St. Rose coach Joe Roman, now an assistant at Rumson.
Kind of interesting, huh?
Yes, it is. Couple of bounces now for Nicole Morris. Checked by Phipps. Here is Lesko driving right, leaves left. Sabino back to Lesko. Pretty feed inside. Off the timeout, the play works. And Stephanie Lesko with seven. And the lead back down to 2:22:20.
You correct me if I'm wrong, but Roman was the head coach when St. Rose won the Shore Conference tournament 2 years ago, beating Manasquan.
That is correct. Couple of attempts for Kurtz inside. Can't get either to go. Another attempt for St. Rose. Napolitano with the drive. She misses the layup from the left side. Napolitano gets it back. Tries to drive. Cut off by Lesko. Fourth chance at a basket here for St. Rose. In this possession, kick out by Kurtz. Here's a three on the way by White. That's off the mark. Another offensive rebound.
Nobody went
Rose.
To the ball. They boxed out, but nobody went to it.
Three this time by Phipps makes Rumson pay. She's got six, and the lead is a game-high five for St. Rose, 25-20. Mayfield here on the drive. She is bumped on her way to the basket and I believe should shoot two.
I think that'll be in Napolitano, her first. Boy, that'll drive George Soulis crazy. Five shots at the basket.
First free throw coming up by Mayfield.
Banks it in.
Banked that one in.
It still counts.
4 points for Mayfield. And the lead is 25-22. In favor of St. Rose. Here's Kurtz looking to spin her way down against Mayfield. Kicks out for Phipps, who all of a sudden is hot with back-to-back threes. 9 points. And St. Rose continuing to add to that biggest margin. They're now up by 6, 28-22. Another timeout has been taken. This just the 32nd timeout with 4:32 to go in this third quarter.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Ocean Beach Marine Centers with locations in Lavalette, Lenoka Harbor, and Sea Isle City. JC Pontoon and Angler Dealers who can also service all Zodiac and inflatable boats. Visit oceanbeachmarina.com.
4:32 to play third quarter, 28-22 in favor of St. Rose as the two seed. In this Shore Conference tournament, substitution into the game, number 14, Peyton Smith has checked back in, gives Napolitano a little bit of a break. Rumson will inbound here. Stant handing off to Nicole Morris, the 5'8 sophomore working up court against Phipps.
key moment in this game with Rumson down six and St. Rose establishing control for the first time tonight.
Stant bypassing a three opportunity. This is Lesko trying to cross over and drive. Had the shot deflected away. Loose ball picked up by St. Rose. Phipps trying another three. It's good! Wow!
Each one a little longer than the one before.
Daggers for the junior. Loose ball down on the floor. It will be a jump ball. Great hustle off that one for Peyton Smith. And with a 9-point advantage, the game has completely swung St. Rose's way.
And it's all because of the deadly shooting of junior Cat Phipps, who has hit 4 3-pointers, 3 in this third quarter.
31-22, the advantage. Napolitano back in. Peyton Smith will get a break on the bench. And it'll be Kurtz to handle here off the jump ball situation. Nice drive to the basket here. Shot rejected, however. Stant got a piece of Rose White's shot. Ball out of bounds. It'll stay with St. Rose. Phipps off the inbound. Gets it back. Quick trigger. Three. It's good. Whoa. Talk about hot. 4 threes. 15 for the game. Steal by Kurtz. In transition. Missing the layup. Loose ball kept alive. Lost, however, and back to Rumson. And a foul will come. The lead has gone up 3 points on each possession because Cat Phipps is unconscious from the outside.
Boy, oh boy, you're not kidding. I believe that foul was on her. It was her second.
Second team foul for St. Rose as well. Coming up on the 3-minute mark. 34-22. And a foul coming here will be charged to St. Rose. Third team foul. See who they put this up on the board against. 24. So that's going to be on Phipps as well. That's her third. Originally, referee had said 34, in which St. Rose doesn't have anybody with that jersey. So Phipps will pick up back-to-back fouls. Off the inbound, Rumson almost lost it. Lesko bypassing the three, has her shot blocked by Lauro with a whistle. And Lesko will go to the line for two. Lauro will be whistled for the personal foul, her second, team's fourth. Free throw on the way for Steph Lesko. That one is made. 8 points for her. Second one coming up. Also good. 9 for Lesko. 10-point advantage for St. Rose. 34-24. Kurtz dumping down. Phipps, three. Way off the mark on that one. Rebound taken down by Stant. See if Rumson can make a little run here and get back into the game. Nice take to the basket that time by Stant. 2:25 now, 34-26. Here's Lauro trying to cross over Stant. Fires a three from way outside. And it was way off the mark. Loose ball tracked down by Sabino. 2 minutes to play in the third. Stant will leave for Mayfield. Mayfield for Lesko. Her three on the way. It's good.
Boy, big basket there. That's one the Bulldogs really needed.
Steph Lesko with a game high, a team high 12. 34-29, just like that, back to a five-point game. There's a drive to the basket by Sarah Kurtz.
Every one of her baskets, Matt, with that left hand, just a drive to the basket. I don't know if Rumson doesn't realize she's a left-hander. They got to force it to the other side.
Lesko in transition is fouled on her way up. It'll be Kurtz to be whistled for the foul. Her second, team's fifth. Lesko to shoot two. Back rims the first. Substitution made as Nicole Morris back in, replacing Sam Savino. Second free throw that time by Lesko is good. The sophomore has 13. 6-point advantage now, 36-30 in favor of St. Rose. They break the press, the Roses do. Phipps open from three, will fire and hit. Did step in, however, and got the line, so we'll call that a two.
14 in the quarter.
Almost a turnover. Lesko trying to answer back with a three of her own. That's off the mark. Loose ball rebound tracked down by Napolitano. Boy, fine 24 if you're St. Rose.
Really?
Here's Kurtz finding Phipps. Check this time by Morris. Inside of a minute to go in the third. Kurtz will drive. Phipps open from three. Halfway down, but then rattled out.
That one would have gone down. This place would have erupted.
In transition, Stamp holds the pivot foot, gives off to Morris. Open from the top of the key. Shot off the mark, no good. Laura with the rebound. St. Rose looking to run with 30 seconds left. Phipps going to drive this time. Go glass, no good. Rebound comes back to her, and St. Rose will launch another three. Phipps now has all of a sudden gone cold. Stant got the rebound, but was out of bounds when she grabbed it.
Foot on the line. And some frustration for Stant.
Sabino back in for Rumson, along with Lindsay Morris, as Mayfield and Stant check out. Also coming in, Megan Volker, 5'8 freshman, her first action for the Bulldogs. See what St. Rose does here. 15 seconds on the clock. Rose White with the basketball. Back to Phipps with now 10. Checked by Volker. Getting a screen. Wraps around it. Step back two. Off the mark, no good. Morris is tied up. And with 0.6, it'll be Rumson basketball. Worst part about that is you don't get it at the quarter.
Yeah, exactly. You almost lose a possession there, really.
Sabino will throw it in. And Rumson can't get anything off. And St. Rose will have a 8-point lead going into the start of the fourth quarter as the Roses outscore Rumson that time 20-12. We step out here for 30 seconds. Back with more high school basketball on the Shore Sports Network.